Don't you start with me.
No, I'm laughing. I swear, you wait. Don't no, you, oh, you yeah, wait until yeah, yeah, the yeah, last yeah, yeah, yeah. minute to fix yeah. your mic. Anyway, yeah. hey, who are you?
Hi, yeah. I'm Phil Nardella. Yeah. Who are you?
I have no idea.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
Real estate and other stuff.
Okay, in case everybody's wondering why we're whacked right now, you know what? Let's just start. Welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend
we
in the real
wave.
Estate business. Yeah, we should wave
we should
for
wave.
The last time. We should wave.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And that's Teller Williams Moniz, and she's your favorite real estate attorney, among other things. She is a full partner over at Donahoe Young Williams, and they are awesome, and she is awesome.
Thank
and
you.
It's, and I'm going to be unaffected, because if I'm not unaffected, being the last out of 160 shows, I'm not going to look
sad
at you.
Sad day.
I'm
I know. I already started crying. So we're
I'm not going to look at you. Yeah. So,
but hey, what you got?
What do I have?
So what? It was very funny because my mother-in-law is in town,
oh.
who I love.
Oh.
And so I was kind of talking to her about the show this morning, and I was like, I need to do something like funny to make people laugh. And so I've got a whole
oh,
bevy
good.
Of funny things
oh,
for later.
Oh, fun. Yeah, because we're going to need that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought it would, yeah.
And I'm completely, you know, dialed in. You know, nothing's crazy. Of course, I leave with my wife's cell phone. So I have her phone.
I know. I walked in. I'm like, that's a weird phone.
Yeah.
It has like a flower background
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And then Phil was like, I'm like you with your two
yeah,
phones.
Yeah. Because you've got
like,
a burner
yeah.
phone. And so now I do.
I do not have
but
a
my
burner,
burner phone's my
phone.
Wife's. So I had to text all my kids and say, hey, guess what? I've got Judy's
got
phone.
Got mom's phone. Yeah. Okay. I do not have a burner phone for the record. It's a work phone. And a personal phone. Why do you take so much joy out of this?
Because
okay,
it
so
sounds funny.
Is there someone that we should call?
Oh.
When do
you
want to
have
do
some
that?
Fun?
Okay. I'm in. Yes, of course. It's our last show. I want to have fun.
Okay. So here's the situation. There's a lot of people that have asked to be on the show. Okay.
And one that has specifically
and
asked to not be on
every
the
every so
show.
Often you get one that goes, if you call me, I will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, the nice thing is... Is she's done well? I mean,
she has,
and she's
yes.
accidentally called us during the time because you know
because she forgets.
Yeah,
yep,
and
yep,
she's
yep.
maybe doing some kind of escrow.
Okay, so
but Shannon
gonna,
Gutierrez
we're see
is awesome, and I'm going to call her.
No, we're going to call her. Precious.
Yeah,
poor Precious
gonna...
is having heart failure that we didn't tell.
Yeah,
her
Precious
yet.
Going. What
no, no,
the
no.
Heck?
We'll just do it right here.
So we're calling her right now.
She calls half the time when we're on the show.
Let's do something fun.
She better answer.
Come on. You can do it.
This one time.
You know what? Trust me. If she knows, we'll call her again.
Stay tuned, everybody. We're just going to keep calling her.
Yeah.
We're just going to
keep calling
Shannon.
The whole show, we're just going to call her.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. This is not good.
You need to text her. See? You need to text her and say, hey, I need you to call me back immediately. It's important.
It's really important.
Yeah. Okay, text her.
Okay.
Okay. What else do you want to do in the meantime?
Take a couple shots.
No, you're going to make me cry. Let's not talk about it. Hey, so what is going on with your house? Everything good?
Oh, she just texted me. I'm on the phone, and no, I'm not hiding.
Okay, well, tell her to call you.
Okay, hang on a second. A C-A-L-L. Call me. Important. Is this good radio or is this silly? Okay, it's probably silly, but you know what?
It might be a combination of the two.
Who cares?
You know?
It's
okay,
it's,
no,
it's,
so what's going on with your house, though?
Oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah, always.
Okay, so...
Because I'm hoping, selfishly, that it falls through, because
yeah,
I do not want you to move.
That would be hard, because we have to pay for that house no matter what, right? Okay,
yeah,
so it's like...
It's an unfortunate detail.
So mm-hmm. This is what's happened. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to... They still haven't released all their contingencies, although it's coming, right? It's been a month, but it's still almost a month before we move.
Okay.
So, but in all fairness, he actually did the final walkthrough. Now, it's interesting because after he did the walkthrough, and this is a guy that actually has offices in Pasadena and
as
Irvine.
As you said, yeah.
A 400 agents, you know, as I was
yep,
like,
yep.
He made me promise him that I would come speak with his agents next Tuesday. And I went, what? He goes, no, just promise me, please.
But
promise me
that
you're
mean?
Coming.
What does that mean?
Well, because of what I'm doing, what I did here when it came to the River Park Advantage Card, and what I'm doing when it comes to the Kissing Tree Advantage Card, you know, the discount card for the area that I'm going to be living in.
Oh, okay.
He wants me to do a whole TED
okay,
talk
see, so,
for his
right,
agents.
So, you know, as I say this to Greg Gugg all the time, You're not being clear with me when you communicate. So we're not talking about your house anymore. We're talking about your salesmanship.
That's true. And you know what? You looked exactly like Judy when she goes, "Stop. I'm not sure where you're at right now."
Exactly. Like, absolutely. No, yeah, with the kissing tree car and everything. Card, I get it. I'm just looking at you. I'm like, we want to talk to you with all of his agents for your house? For like, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yes, that's exactly right. So he wants me to talk to his agents.
Got it.
And I said, you know, I don't have a lot of time. What? What? Look who's here.
No!
Look who's in the studio. Greg Gugug. Aww, brought flowers.
Oh, no, I'm really gonna
cry. This is bad. This is bad. Greg. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm not even going to look. They're kissing. I'm not going to look. Greg.
Come sit.
Greg, shake my hand, buddy.
Where do you have to go?
Oh,
no,
man.
No, no, no. Hey, come in. Say
you.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
No, no, no. Come in.
No.
Come in.
Yeah. You want a seat?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm
Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God.
My husband just came in and brought flowers. You're going to make Phil cry more than me.
I'm looking out the window. I'm looking out the window.
Oh, she doesn't want to come in?
Oh, we're just going to drop this off.
Are you sure she doesn't want to come in?
I know. I tried to get them to come in. See, you're going to cry. Look
well,
at his eyes.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, no, you're crying. No, you're
crying.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't want to come in?
No. Okay. She's more shy than
that. You know, the sad part is I was supposed to probably do that for you, and I do apologize.
Absolutely not. We brought each other.
we went down a different road.
We did.
Well, all that was so sweet of you. I know. That really was. Yeah. Right, and
He's like, please get me out of here because he doesn't want me to put him on the air.
Oh, boy. Oh,
thanks,
thank
babe.
You. Look at that. That's so nice. Oh, boy. Okay. Concentrate. Shake it off. Concentrate. Okay. So, what exactly? Oh, I know what we were talking about. We were talking about me confusing you when it came to the agent. Okay. So we did the walkthrough and everything was fine. There's still three things that I still need to do. On when it comes to the request for repairs, but also you have to understand that the walkthrough, when he said, "I'll come by tomorrow," it was like, I still have 2.5 weeks to do the rest of the stuff.
Right. Well, yeah.
So the one thing that I didn't do yet, and that happened yesterday, was I needed to fix the waterfall pump.
Right.
And then
didn't your pool guy say that that would be like a non-issue?
Oh, yeah. It's not a problem. Yeah, in fact,
exactly.
He did it yesterday.
Yeah,
but
before this torrential downpour.
But see, when it comes to actually doing a final walkthrough, you actually have to make sure that everything's done on the request for repairs so that they'll sign off on that, right?
Yep.
And so it was one of those things. He goes, "Do me a favor, you're going to do it?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, just sign it off as everything's done." So the only other thing that I need to do, and it's happening tomorrow, is the GFI in the laundry room. Yeah,
yep.
And then putting back up the fence.
So you're on it.
Yeah.
As you always are.
Yeah, I try to be.
I know.
I try to be. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather you not sell it, but that's fine.
I got to tell you something. It's been extremely stressful, and it's been really emotional.
I can only imagine. You raised your kids Phil.
Oh, that's God, don't
deal.
Go into that. Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to make you cry.
No. So it's one of those things to where it's like every little thing that I get past – makes me feel a little bit more at ease. Like this is a
Fair.
Big thing.
Yeah.
When I get past this, it's like, okay, fine, that's put to bed, and I can go on to something else.
You
when
realize
to...
I'm still going to text you at 3
oh,
o'clock
no, trust
in
me
the
on this one.
Or 6
trust,
o'clock in the morning.
Trust me on this one. No, we're going to be friends forever.
Of course.
Okay, and that's the way it is.
Yes. But I get what you mean. It's bookends of stuff. No, we're not crying. We're not doing it. Mm-mm.
I'm not.
Precious. Precious, say something funny to change. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Shannon respond to you?
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? She probably has. Let's call her again.
Greg.
I'm going to call her again. Oh, she says, "I'm almost done." Oh, good. Okay, good. So she's...
Okay, so you tell us when.
Okay, so...
We have a lot of articles to go through,
Who cares? It's real estate.
Precious is giving us, thank you, the curse words from last week.
This is going to be fun. I can't wait.
Oh,
I can't
goodness.
Wait to talk to Shannon. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what she's in for, which is a good thing.
So do we have any by the numbers? Because I think it would be,
we do. We do, believe it or not.
SCV. By the numbers.
Because I think it would be fitting for me to be like 100 off, right? Like I normally am. It's a disaster.
Okay. So by the numbers, let's go the first number, 160. 160 episodes. That's a lot of episodes. And I got to tell you something. It feels like yesterday.
I know.
That
so
I did
fast.
The first one.
I know.
Which just
well, and I wasn't
me up.
With you for the first one.
Exactly, but, right. But that's okay. Because you know what? Thank God for you.
You're very sweet.
Because you just...
It's been so fun.
You just elevated everything to just unbelievable heights.
It's been very fun.
Okay, active. Active. How many listings? Between 2 and 300. Go ahead. I don't know if I've got the money to pay you, but go ahead. Active between 2 and 300. How many?
270.
217.
Oh, my God. 272.
Right there. I hate this game.
Whoa. Right. Okay. But, so how about active under contract?
That's down from last week, though. So
it
are we going to talk about this?
It is.
Okay. Active under contract?
Yes. And pending. Okay. How many between 3 and 400?
Oh, that's...
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is, actually. I'm not guessing. I hate this game.
What do you think?
314.
Okay.
362. I'm scowling. 362.
That's a lot.
What? You said between 3 and 400?
It's 305. Okay.
Why are you so much better?
Close.
Yeah,
you are. You're good. You've got like this EXPN thing. Closed the last 30 days. Closed. How many in Santa Clarita
between?
Have closed? Oh, between 1 or 200.
Mm-hmm. I'm not guessing. She's guessing.
Okay, got it.
Oh, 125.
Okay.
170.
Okay. 138.
Oh. Yeah. We both stink.
Well, no. It's tough. I should have actually narrowed it down.
No, it's okay.
To at
least so, but the market is...
Who cares? No, I shouldn't say that.
If anyone is watching me on Facebook Live, the fact that he just said that, I'm like, oh, no, that's what our show is about. So maybe we should talk about
that. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, the name of it's real estate and other stuff. So I guess that's part of real estate.
Who cares?
well, okay. All right. So, yes, active listings are down. So here's the interesting thing. As long as we're going to talk about real estate, I got to make sure that I hear this if she calls. Active listings. Everyone else is saying, "Oh my God, you know, there's the interest rates are going up and everything's terrible and blah 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 blah." And the fact that our actual listings are down so much,
correct,
it says that people want to live in Santa Clarita, mm-hmm, which is a really nice thing, right? So, when it comes to having 305 be in escrow or pending, and only have 272
active listings, right.
We have less than really 1 month's worth of inventory,
mm-hmm,
which is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even gotten into our busy market, which is springtime.
Okay.
Springtime, the sun shines, the flowers bloom.
So what you're saying is I should put my house up for sale.
I would do it right now before I leave.
No.
But no, what that means is that when a market gets smashed in a bad time,
right,
we don't really see that here in Santa Clarita so much.
Yep.
Values have
come
down.
I was a naysayer.
Yes.
I was for a very long time.
That's because
you were from
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Yes,
where you can see the ocean, but you can't find a parking place anywhere.
For $50 you can, but yeah. Exactly. No, we love it up here, but okay. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I'm so glad that you moved up here because...
Oh, absolutely. So that you could leave.
That wasn't the original idea, but...
Things happen.
Yeah. But actually, mm-hmm, you know what?
Okay. Well, you know, our last by the numbers.
That was the last
God,
by the numbers.
I stink at that. I've always stopped.
Also,
that.
Another last.
Oh.
I just finished. In fact, it just came out yesterday. My very last article for Stevenson Ranch Magazine came out. And I did that for 3 years.
Mm.
36 articles that I actually wrote for that. In fact, I wrote a lot about you in there. Yep. Uh-huh. Exactly right. Yeah. You were Miss Fireball 2014, right? I wrote all about that. I had pictures.
It's like, what was I doing in 2014? Working in my law firm. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Boring.
I'm so boring.
Yeah, but anyway, that
I'm
came
so
out
boring.
Yesterday, so that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She's definitely, I'm calling her again. Shannon.
I'm calling her again.
Let's have some fun with her. Come on.
I'm sad Greg didn't bring his mom in.
Yes, hello. This is KHS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM. You are our 32nd caller. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
I can't with you. I cannot.
Who am I speaking with again?
I cannot play.
Yes, thank you. You're very lucky because you're going to be playing for $1 million if you can just answer this one question. That's right, $1 million. If you can answer this one question. Okay, are you ready? Who's this? May I ask? What's your name? What's your first name?
My name is Shannon.
Shannon, hello,
Shannon's
Shannon.
Never going to talk to you.
Shannon, Shannon, where are you calling from?
I picked up the phone, and I am currently in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson,
she
Arizona.
Does not want to talk
oh my God!
To you.
I never knew our actual show went to Tucson, Arizona. Well, thank you so much for calling. So I'm going to ask you one question, Shannon, and again, it's for $1 million.
Dollhairs.
Okay, That's right. $5 million. Are you ready for this? Now we're going to give you 10 seconds. We're going to put 10 seconds on the clock, Shannon. All right, you ready? 10 seconds on the clock. All right, and we're going to ask you one question. All right, you ready? We're going to ask you one question, okay? Get ready. Precious, get ready to put 10 seconds on the clock. Okay, here's the question.
I can watch it right there. We're good, Precious.
Here's the question.
You don't have to do that.
Shannon, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Okay, so Shannon, put 10 seconds on the clock, okay? 10, okay, up to 10. So the question is, who's buried in Grant's tomb? All right, you ready? Here we go. 10, 9, 8,
well,
Shannon.
Okay, I'm just
going to
assume
6,
Grant, but
5, yay! 4, 3, Shannon, just guess anything,
she
Shannon.
Said.
Just anything, Shannon. 2,
she already
1,
said.
Shannon, what would you, oh my God, you just missed it. Just guess something. What would have been?
I know Taylor heard me.
I did hear you, Shannon.
What do you think? What was it that you said? Grant?
I said Grant.
Oh, my God. If only you had made it in time, you would have gotten $5 million.
No, you think you're funny. Shannon, I am so sorry. Let me just tell you, this was not scripted. I feel bad for you.
Shannon, this is alcohol-induced comedy, which is probably not very fun.
That's my favorite.
Speak you for know, yourself, friend.
Well, you're the best. You're the best.
You are the best.
We just wanted to call you. Shannon Gutierrez from Glen Oaks Escrow. She is absolutely the best at what she does. And going forward is, if you ever have an escrow, you need to not only be with that company, but you need to be with Shannon.
Agreed.
Because Shannon is unbelievable. I can't tell you how many times I have to actually text her and go, "You're amazing. You're amazing. Thank you so much." Right? I mean, just the other day,
that's
she goes,
the only reason she answers the phone for you.
She goes, just the other day, she goes, "Not a problem. I'll take care of that right after dinner." I went, "Oh my God, I feel so bad." And all I could do is say,
Thank you.
You're the best.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Not a problem. I enjoy what I do. I've enjoyed working for you for years and knowing you for so long as I have. So, you know, it's not a problem and anytime.
God, you're good on the radio.
She's great.
If only we knew how good you were on the radio, we could have had you on so many more times.
Oh, we've tried. Anyway, we got to take a break.
I tried to get on there, but you wouldn't let me.
How do you like that one? Oh my God, I love that.
Stranger things have happened.
That's awesome.
I have some availability in the end of March.
Oh, good.
Okay. Perfect.
No,
okay. No, trust me on this one. We'll somehow get you on the air.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, kiddo. Hey, listen, thank you for being so wonderful. We love you, and you know what? Trust me on this one. You're not through with me because I'm still going to do business in California. I'm just going to see if I can't start up something in Texas.
Uh-huh. All right, okay. And we got to take a quick break.
All right, kiddo. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. We'll talk to you. Bye.
So we're going to go sell what? TVs?
That was fun.
Furniture, something.
I don't know. I think she lost out on $1 million. Okay, yes, we're going to actually take a break and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Huh?
Exactly. Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, okay, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM, and on Facebook Live. That was weird, but it was fun.
Oh,
right?
So fun.
Yeah, it's always
absolutely
good time.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of get serious a little bit here.
Let's do it.
Because Jerry Goldman... sent me something interesting, and I report on all good news, bad news for all brokerages when
you
it comes
do,
to
absolutely.
Real estate.
Yep.
So
usually
here's
the bad
something
news, but,
that yeah. I think yeah, it's usually bad. Yeah, whenever. Well, I mean, how often do they really report good news?
That's true.
This article says current former EXP agents file sex trafficking lawsuit against brokerage. EXP, mm-hmm. the one I work with.
Okay.
Okay. So first, let's actually get it down there. Precious is like, oh, no. This complaint filed in California alleges that EXP turned a blind eye to two of its agents drugging and sexually assaulting women and recruiting events. So here, and I think that you're in agreement with this, is when you read the actual article title, right? Current former EXP agents file sex trafficking lawsuit against the brokerage. As soon as I read that, I went, EXP actually traffics sex? And I thought, that's very bizarre.
So the question is, if the actions were taken place during the course of employment,
right?
Then yes, EXP could be liable.
Okay, so let's just talk. In the last few years, there was an antitrust lawsuit centered around the agent commission structure that had been primary focus of litigation in the real estate space. But a
Which
suit
we've
filed
talked about. Yep.
But a suit filed on Tuesday at the U.S. District Court for the Central Texas of California against EXP World Holding and EXP Realty is of a very different nature.
Mm-hmm.
The complaint filed by Fabiola Acevedo, three Jane Does, and one John Doe alleges that two EXP agents, Mike Bjorkman and David Golden, have a history, this is messed up, of drugging and sexually assaulting women. And this is allegedly. I want to put that allegedly.
You said that, yeah.
Okay. Drugging, sexually assaulting women at EXP Realty recruiting at recruiting events across the country in violation of the federal sex trafficking statute. Bjorkman, the lawsuit says, became an EXP agent in 2018 after being recruited by David Golden and after being arrested in early March 2021 on Miami-Dade County for two counts of sexual assault of Jane Doe 3. It is believed that he is no longer at the brokerage, which is true. They actually fired him as soon as they found out. But I will tell you, I talked to the grand poobahs at EXP, and I said, what's going to happen with this?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we have to see if it's going to – I mean, we can't take all – because he was making a lot of money per month off of the agents that he recruited, right? And so for them to take that away, they were saying, look, we got to make sure that this is true, that this is
legit.
Viable. Yeah, exactly,
exactly
right.
Yep.
So obviously they did because all of a sudden they stripped him of everything. They stripped him of all of his agents. They stripped him of the income, and I'm going to guess and say he was probably making $35,000 or $40,000 a month, right, from his agents. And they took it all away. So obviously that gave some validity to the lawsuit. Mm. But according to the statement in mid-May, attorneys for Bjorkman said this case had been dismissed by a Clark County District Attorney's Office in Nevada. Golden remains at EXP as a recruiter and an agent. So I'm not sure where we're going with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe they're saying because the fact that David Golden is still with the company that EXP is allowing this.
Correct.
And
I'm shaking my head. Yep.
Yeah. And so very, very interesting.
Well, and also, I mean, if something is dismissed in one state, right, you shouldn't be able to have the same action in a different state.
Oh.
Right? So we can talk about res judicata and whatnot. So that's a legal issue. Oh, you should see Phil's face right now.
Judicata?
Res judicata.
I had that last night for dinner. It was actually excellent. Little Parmesan cheese.
Yeah,
it's exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Some capers.
What's a judicata? Judicata is some capers.
It just means if a legal issue has already been decided once, it shouldn't have to be decided again in different places.
So they've decided that, okay, so it's been decided against the person, but now they're going after the company?
Well, I mean...
You need more information.
Yes, you didn't send me this article, so I can't.
I only got it 10 minutes before
I know,
it started.
I'm just saying, so I can't give you
my
best
I'm
legal
dying.
Advice because
I haven't read
know.
It either. In addition, the complaint alleges that EXP Realty and its executives, Glenn Sanford, who is the owner, and Jason Gessing, our, I think, vice president, were aware of Bjorkman and Golden's alleged actions, yet turned a blind eye, propelled by the continuing financial benefits they received.
Well, that'll all come out in Discovery. Do you know what Discovery is?
That's what I said. Discovery, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I don't want to go into what this says. Yikes, it gets very salacious. When they woke up naked, no, okay, that's not what we did. We don't want to go through that.
No, not on our last
show. No, I know.
No, so what I'm saying is all of these allegations will be proven or disproven. Discovery, right? So if you sue me, I'm allowed to ask you a million questions as to like, hey, why are you suing me? And you're alleging this and alleging that. Give me the documents that support that. Give me the people that know about your allegations, right? So that'll be the next step.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But don't sue me, by the way. That would be a bad idea.
Well, me? Yeah, no, to you. Are you kidding? No, I'm afraid of you.
But I'm just, so, please do not be. But so there's a lot, I mean, and again, I didn't get the article before we walked in here.
That's true.
But yeah, there's still a lot to be discovered, I would say.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I'm guessing this is a money grab? Knock on wood?
I mean, I would neither confirm or deny. I'm shaking my head, yes. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I hate to say it. I'm dying to know who those the people, the Jane and John Doe's are. How do you find that out? Can you?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because I know they're from Santa Clarita.
Again,
I'm just
you're asking me these questions that are long-winded answers.
Sure.
Yes, you can. Can we not knock things over? Oh, my God. Precious is dying laughing.
All right.
Going off the rails.
All right. What else do we want to talk about?
You tell me.
Okay. How about this? Is the dining room dead?
I'm actually really interested in this story, so let's talk about it.
Okay. Buying a home is an exercise in making important decisions between elements, and most people don't really want to choose between. Do you go with the house with the two-car garage or the one with two bathrooms? Okay. Should you forego the fireplace and upgraded flooring in the kitchen? One choice that's becoming easier for home buyers and homeowners is the formal dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Although homes certainly still have them because they've been actually building formal dining rooms since the beginning of time, right? The way we see eating and entertaining in America is rapidly changing, and it's leading to some major changes on how many people feel about formal dining rooms, which is I agree.
So, as an agent, do you have people that say, I want to buy a house and I want four bedrooms, four bathrooms, and a formal dining room?
Nope.
No, right?
Formal dining room is never really on the list of something that they have to have.
But I think back in the day it used to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, now here's the two. It's interesting. If I were to design a house now, okay, it would be similar to the house that I'm buying.
Okay.
And that means...
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. But, okay, so let's just say designing houses for everyone. I would take away the living room and have a family room, okay? So you don't need both. You know how you walk into somebody's house and you go, hey, here's the living room. And then you continue to walk in, and then all of a sudden you've got this family room that's open to the kitchen.
Yep.
And it's like, that's the room for me.
That's exactly right. That's
okay?
The gathering room.
I always tell people the only
time... Well, you have the living room in the front of your house.
Exactly, right.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, because there usually is always something to where as soon as you walk in, there's a living room.
Right.
And then as you go deeper, those are the rooms that you actually use. So that living room, I always tell people the only time I go into that living room is... The only time I sit in that living room is if we have a party or something and I'm walking people out. And I'll go out and I'll be tired. And I'll sit on the couch in the living room going, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. And they leave, right? It's the only time
I've ever spent time in that living room.
Yeah.
Because we're always in your back family room.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's the first thing I get rid of, right? Mm-hmm. The living room. Mm-hmm. You just need one big area. So then the house we're moving into doesn't have a living room.
Okay.
It's got a huge, which is kind of a wasted space. As soon as you walk into our house there, it's got this like wide 10-foot hallway. And this hallway takes up a lot of square footage, and
welcome
it goes all
Texas,
the way
my
back
friend.
To the living room area
but
that's
open.
But
do you have a dining room?
It's not a dining room. It's off the kitchen. It's a dining area that's right up against the windows
so
that actually looks out over the golf course, which is kind of fun.
Dining room
it is
that
not.
We're talking
it
about.
Is not. It's actually it's like one big room. Mm-hmm. So you've got the kitchen, the living room, and the dining room is almost one big room.
Okay.
And the dining room is not a dining room. It's a dinette area.
That's nice.
Yeah. So but those are the two things that I would get rid of. I would not have
dead?
A formal dining room.
Okay.
I would have a family room. I would get rid of the living room, and I would get rid of a formal dining room.
Okay, here's the question, though.
Yep.
You have the small dinette, and let's say that I have, or the dining area, right?
Yep.
I have my goodness, excuse me, my dad, my stepmom, my mother-in-law. I have 28 people coming for Thanksgiving. Where do you put them?
Well, first thing is you can't fit them in a formal dining room anyway. However...
You could if you had leaves, depending
on
how big it is.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and 28 is kind of aggressive. I'd say like 14.
I was
going to
say, okay, let's...
Maybe 14.
Can you reel that back in a little
14.
Bit?
14.
Okay, so my dining area up against the windows that look out over the backyard and the golf course,
Rub it in. Well,
I just wanted to throw that in because you're from Santa Monica, so I wanted to make sure that you understood what I was talking about.
Yes.
But this is a big area. I mean, it's like a 15-foot long area that's bigger than your average dining room.
Okay, so you could put a table in there.
Well, the table's going to be long, and it can have like 10 seats and everything. So it's absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture.
All right. Well, that answers my question.
Yeah.
So the dining room is dead.
I think so. And you know, here's the interesting thing. The new construction, they're starting to get it, right?
Yes.
They're starting to get the fact that nobody wants a living room.
Right.
They just want an open area. Because everything that I see, and we're actually checking out, I know it sounds silly, every time I see something on Facebook and it's an interior designer, I actually go, okay, you know, I'm going to follow them because the designs are incredible.
We talked about this.
And Judy's going to actually hire an interior decorator, which is going to be interesting. Because I'm afraid that the stuff that I see is gorgeous. But then I look at it and go, okay, well, I want it. The only thing I want in my living room is like an 85-inch television, right? And surround sound and everything.
I hope Greg is not listening to this.
Yeah, 85-inch. It's got to have surround sound. It's got to have all of that stuff, you know, the Bose speakers and everything.
Why do you need a TV that large?
Because... Because
here we go, folks. He's going to justify it.
Yeah, well, that's actually pretty simple. Because it's easier to make your residence, okay, your living room or your family room, like a movie theater, because we'd like to watch movies. And if you're going to watch movies, if we can go as close to a movie theater experience as possible, then that's a good thing. Number one, it takes us from actually having to travel to a movie theater. It's cheaper than going to. Have you ever been to a movie theater?
Yes.
You're always studying for what you've been doing. You been to a movie theater?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how much they charge now?
No.
Okay, so if the two of you went and had the regular popcorn and everything, and you know, and the drink, and maybe some junior mints,
yeah,
you know, you're looking at $50 or $60,
right?
Okay, so I can buy junior mints.
I have 900 kids, so when I walk out of the house, it costs that much.
Yeah, but that's not with the kids. You can't take the kids with that much.
Why not?
No, because that doesn't that the purview of
I don't know. How often do you actually watch movies, though? That's all I'm saying. They're like, Greg Egig says the same thing to me, and I'm like, we don't watch movies that often.
Well, that's
like,
because
you guys are just males and you want a
kids.
Huge TV. Like, it's just, I don't know. Mark Young is probably not listening. My partner, who, shout out, just had knee surgery, and he's doing really well.
Oh, good.
But he has been talking about having the 80-inch TV for forever.
Oh, yeah.
And he just got it, so...
Nice.
But I got it. They don't watch a lot of movies. I'm just saying. It's a guy thing.
See, every night... Well, it also...
There's so much to do about real estate.
It doesn't matter. This is the other stuff.
Yes,
okay?
Correct.
So, but think about it. If you...
I don't want to think about it. I don't want an 80-inch TV.
No, you really do. You really do. And here's why. I have no idea where I'm going with this. But see, eventually, you know, sometimes life gets crazy and movies are incredible escapism.
You know, if that makes you happy, then all for it.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, acting
Greg,
is your
did you hear
thing,
what you said?
That's fine.
If it makes you happy, you can go for it.
No, Phil Dardella, not my husband. You.
Not your husband, the one that just brought you flowers. Are you sure? I think 80 inches.
We don't have room for it until you find us a new house.
Okay, well that's fair.
See, all
right,
okay,
that's fair.
Touche.
That's fair. I got to tell you something. Judy is exactly her stance is exactly. She goes, "What are you thinking?" I'm like, I go, you know, because we've got a big TV now. I go, this is not a big TV. She goes, "Oh, you've got to be kidding me! You're going bigger than this." I said, "Have you seen the wall that we've got to put it on?" And she went, "Yeah, but," and I went, "Look, I'll make you a deal. You can buy whatever you want, okay?
Greg,
whatever
are you,
you
listening?
Want. You can buy whatever you want when it comes to furniture, when it comes to all the furnishings. You can do whatever you want.
And again, if
just
that's what
let
you
me.
Want, have the TV. Yep, fair.
Greg.
We're not buying a house anytime soon. So we're not, I'm just saying.
Okay.
We'll get there.
But that's important to me.
Okay.
And it's surround sound and everything.
Okay, so like we circle back, the dining room is dead.
Dining room's dead.
Mm-hmm.
We got two more minutes. Oh, this is going too fast.
It always
we should
goes
sign
too
up
fast.
For another year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Let's talk about that. You do realize what's going to happen, okay?
I don't think I do, but you're about to tell me.
You do.
Yep.
Because if anybody's listening, you need to talk Taylor into doing what we thought we were going to do, and that is a show called Taylor Talk. And it's all about actually having people call in and ask her questions, legal questions,
that
she can actually talk about on the air. And it's perfect. It's like giving some kind of a give back to the society when it comes to people calling in and getting some free answers and, you know, the easy stuff. And if it's a little bit more complicated, then she'll have to, you know, follow that up on off the air.
Exactly.
But and then so I'm hoping
I'd love to do it.
And so that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that's going to work out. And I'm hoping that you're going to call me one day and go, you know what? I think I'm ready to do that show. And I'm going to, oh my God, yes, let me put it together for you. And then we can actually work it together.
So what do you need, like my consultant?
I'll be whatever you want me to be.
I love it. Okay? My real estate consultant.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I can do like one little snippet. I mean, I can be, you know, here for, you know, just to run things, you know, by, you know,
of
when
course,
it comes to us witty banter stuff.
Of course.
And then
well,
you
I mean, your practical knowledge about real estate out here is invaluable.
And I can do one thing, you know, even though, you know, you're going to do the whole show on the law and legal ease and all of that neat stuff. And I'll just
but
like
doesn't
do
doesn't that sound so boring?
No, are you kidding? You know why? You know why? It's because it's really giving something to people that they need.
Yeah, if they have questions, absolutely.
See that?
Happy to answer.
See
of
that?
Course.
Oh my
I know,
God.
I
There's
know.
There's such a need. There's such a need.
Mm-hmm.
she looks at me like,
No, I would like to do it. It just makes me sad that our show is ending.
Well, we're going to, and I'm not even going to
sell TVs.
Yeah, we're going to go sell some televisions.
And then when we come back, I have some Phil Nordella dad jokes.
Dad jokes, I love it.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's going to
okay.
be good.
We'll see you in a few.
All right.
Okay. Okay, hey, welcome back. It's our very last segment, 160 shows, 3 years and counting, and our very last segment. Yep. And so we're going to don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking
We're
going to
call
you
Marla Ferris. Anything. You know what? Marla Ferris has been such a great.
She just texted me and said, "Yes, please call."
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I type faster than you.
Okay,
fair enough. I was like, "I'm going to text." I'm like, "Already sent."
Nice. Well, let's just see.
She's been a constant guest, and she's amazing.
Good morning,
Marla Ferris.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? By the way, you're on the air. Just thought I'd tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is the last. I'm going to actually, this is the last segment after 3 years and 160 shows, and we thought we'd have you, you know, we just want to talk to you real quick and just tell you thank you for everything that you've done and to be there for us. And
yes.
You've done, you know, you've gone, you know, with you and Augusta Financial have gone over and
above. And beyond.
Yeah.
And taught our listeners a lot.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Interest rates and how to figure out loans. My goodness.
You helped the, you helped make the show.
I love participating. I love educating. I love supporting everyone. So I hope everyone got great information. And
not only did they, but I did too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm constantly learning from you. Which is a great thing. In fact, if you could help me when I have to take the Texas real estate test when it comes to, that'd be great. Yeah, you could be in the room. I'd appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, how are you doing? How are you busy? Slow? What's going on? We don't have a lot of time. We've only got a few more minutes, but
you know what? The end of 2022 kind of fell off the rails, and we were very slow. But 23 is picking up, and we're seeing a bunch more offers coming through, and people really competing for those homes still. So
that's a good thing. That's
a
good
thing. It's a nice positive runaround. I don't think I think people had to do a learning curve, and I think we're at higher rates, and but I think everybody has come to that conclusion it's not going away anytime soon. So we got to move on, we got to move, we got to buy houses, we got to invest, we got to do all those good things.
Yep, yep. I agree with you 100%.
Any advice that you have for people that are looking to buy a house?
Well, definitely make sure you have your good loan officer and make
of course.
Sure that they get explained, you know, the true cost of the mortgage and how much it brings value to your life in more than just the investment part. And,
you know, it's very exciting.
Educated.
Very exciting. I don't mean to cut you off, Marla, but she's doing my loan in Texas.
Oh,
oh
no
yeah,
way.
Yeah. No,
I
true.
Didn't know that.
It's true. It's
Aww.
True.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo. Hey, listen, I just want to thank you again.
Yes,
you know
thank
what?
You.
You've gone above and beyond, and you've been terrific. And you know, obviously you know that I'm keeping a team here so that we're going to be doing business in the future. So I don't need to start bawling my eyes out because I won't be seeing you, but I will be. I hate to say it too. Sorry.
Give him like 30 seconds. He's going to start crying.
We've got lots of new technology. We're just as connected as, you know, yep. we are across Good. The country. So I wish you guys all the great prosperity, happiness, health, and I enjoyed working with you and we'll all stay connected.
Thanks. Absolutely.
Thanks, kiddo.
Thanks, okay. Marla.
I'll be talking to you, obviously, probably by Monday. I'll mm-hmm. talk to you later.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay.
kiddo.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. I don't know whether we're going to get to just run a couple of those really fun things that you have because we're running out of time.
Oh, yeah. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Okay, I don't know.
In case they get a hole in one.
Oh! Oh, that is a dad joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I have so many good ones.
Yeah.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated.
That's funny, actually.
Oh, I know. I have 147. That's what I was reading them off to Greg this morning. Well, and I was laughing.
Precious is going to let us know when we have 2 minutes, and we can thank everybody. Oh. But go ahead.
No.
More.
You just want one more?
No. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Let us know what
Precious did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
I don't know.
Surprise!
Did you just say surprise?
Supplies.
Oh, supplies.
See, okay. I'm trying to make him laugh. He's going to start crying.
That was dumb.
When you wind down. I know.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
What did the ocean say to the beach?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just waved.
All right.
You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. How does the moon cut his hair?
Don't know.
Eclipse it.
Eclipse it.
And that's all I have for you.
Oh.
I have a lot more, but we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so.
I'll start. This has been such a really fun...
That's not going to help.
No. It's my creative outlet, and I have loved doing this show, and I could not have obviously done it without you. And you are so intelligent, and everything that you do with the real estate market, and also as a friend, you know, I'm lucky to have you. And this has just been great, and I'm going to miss it. But you know, we'll carry on. We'll do it again in another couple of years.
I want to thank Carl and Jerry Goldman.
Absolutely. I'm trying to help you.
And Andrew Delgado, she's awesome. Yep. Precious, awesome.
Precious has been great.
And you, young lady. Ah, jeez. No, you really are a godsend. You know what? You made it so
it's been fun. It's been so fun.
I'm such a sissy.
I know, he can't
Okay,
stop
shake
crying.
It off. Shake it off. All right. Okay, I'm a tough guy. All right. You've been awesome. We got one more minute.
Yes.
I'm so lucky to have met you.
I'm back at you.
Ridiculous.
Back at you. I know. It's been so fun. Sad it's coming to an end. But again, we're going to do it again later.
How do people, you know what? You're
going
to
They
be
can't.
Here.
I'm going on vacation for the rest of my life.
No, you're not.
661-259-9000 or DYWlaw.com.
Exactly, which is
they
perfect.
Get you?
If they want me, I can still do everything that I've been doing before. I still have a team here. They can get a hold of me at philnardella.com or. Just call me at 661-312-3561.
All right. And with that, we'll
it's
say
over.
Bye. I know. I'm going to have to go. Well, we have to go outside and find a canoe, right, to like row ourselves home.
Yes.
But
yes.
Thank you to all of our listeners. This
yes.
has been great.
Jeannie, I love you and your family.
I've been Greg Agug, and I love you too. Bye, everybody.